1 Corinthians 11, verses 17 through 34. Now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For, first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others. And one is hungry, and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. Okay. So, the apostle in these 18 verses that we're going to hear preached on the Lord's Day morning, he's addressing a specific problem in the worship that was taking place in Corinth. And that problem is that they were gathered together in one place, and they had bread there, and they had wine, and people were eating the bread, and they were drinking the wine. But, according to the apostle, even with all those things in place, it was not the Lord's Supper that they were taking, because they were treating it as an individual meal and as a physical meal. Each one was going ahead and taking his end by himself, and we know that that is the primary problem, at least in the procedure, which exposes the theological problem and the spiritual problem. Because after he corrects the theology and after he tells them, rebukes them for their sin, he comes back, and that's the logistical detail, the procedural detail that he corrects. He says, wait for one another. If any one individual is hungry, physical food, let him eat at home. Okay, so why is it so bad to take individually, and why is it so bad to focus not just on yourself, but even to focus on physical meal? The answer is because the meal is all about Christ and his church. Okay, so seven things. I received from the Lord. It was the Lord who took the bread. It was the Lord who said, "This is my body." The Lord said, "Do this in remembrance of me." The Lord said, "This cup is new covenant in my blood." He's the one who took the cup. He's the one who said it's the new covenant in his blood. And again, he repeats, end of verse 25, "Do this in remembrance of me." And then finally, as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Okay, so that's saying, don't focus on yourself, focus on the Lord Jesus. You are to come having examined yourself. You are to come knowing your sin, knowing your need. You're to come looking to Christ to feed you, but not just to feed you, but to feed whom else? To feed the rest of the church. Because Christ didn't die just for you. He died for you and all these ones that are taking with you. And he doesn't give the bread just to you. He doesn't give himself just to you in the bread. He gives himself to you and to the rest of the church. So if you're paying attention to Jesus and what he's doing, you're paying attention to a lot more than what is just going on in your own mind, in your own head, your own heart. You're looking around and you're seeing the Lord Jesus give himself to your brothers and sisters at the table. You know, even before you come to faith in the Lord Jesus and show fruits of that faith and make a credible profession of faith, you can actually start obeying this. Because you can look at those who are coming to the table already, and you can see how good a Savior the Lord Jesus is, and whom it is that he saves, his body, his bride, his church, that he loved and gave himself up for. And you can enjoy it, like the children at the Passover, who did not yet understand spiritually. Now, the Passover was also family meals, so it's a little bit different, but in Exodus chapter 12, they would say to their parents, "What do you mean by this meal?" And they would be instructed. And so as you see other people taking the bread, you can enjoy what the Lord is doing for his church. And not just feeding his church, but assuring his church. And that's the second thing. And the cup, this cup is the new covenant. It's a covenantal meal. It is utterly ridiculous for someone to take the cup by themselves when the cup specifically is called the new covenant and is for the church as a whole. And so if you're not recognizing that the Lord Jesus is interacting with his corporate body, is giving himself to his corporate body, is assuring his covenant people of his covenant faithfulness and calling each of us and all of us together to our own covenant faithfulness, then we are missing what the Lord Jesus is doing. You say, "Oh, well, I'm missing out on what the Lord Jesus is doing." Well, it's a very big deal, right? Because as he draws this distinction between what we ought to be paying attention to and seeing, the Lord Jesus and what he is doing for his church as a whole, and how the Corinthians were actually practicing it, each going ahead and taking for themselves and not coming to feed upon the Lord Jesus or be assured of and reconfirmed in the covenant with the Lord Jesus, but just coming and having, you know, snack time and drink time in the church. He says, if you're doing this, you are guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. You are mishandling Christ as he gives himself to the church. That's why it's so important to examine yourself. Examining yourself is not saying, "Am I good enough to come to the table?" It's saying, "Am I a sinner, trusting in the Lord Jesus, knowing that the Lord Jesus has given himself for me and for my brethren in the church? Am I coming because the Lord Jesus commands it? Am I receiving the Lord Jesus himself at this table? Am I being confirmed in the covenant and agreeing with all my brothers and sisters here that Jesus is faithful to his side of the covenant and that he's calling us to faithfulness?" That's what our examining ourselves is, of our faith and of our repentance, of our covenant commitment. It's basically saying, make sure before you come that you know that you are coming according to 1 Corinthians 11. Okay? So don't get into thinking, am I good enough? Because the whole point of taking is because we are not good enough. Okay? And then he goes on to talk about eating and drinking judgment to yourself. If you don't do it this way, if you're not paying attention to the Lord himself and what he's doing with his church, and that the Lord was being faithful, right? These were believers who were taking him the wrong way, and our merciful Lord, instead of allowing them to keep on going in such a way that would bring condemnation upon the church, even as the world is under condemnation, he was disciplining them. He was disciplining them severely, but good fathers sometimes discipline rather firmly. And our Lord is a good redeemer. Our Father is a good father. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we ask, first of all, for those of us at this table who do come to your table, who are communicants, and that you would help us to eat and drink properly in remembrance of you, feeding upon you by faith, being nourished by you, rejoicing, eagerly expecting our brothers and sisters to be nourished and assured at your table. And we pray for those who have not yet professed faith. Lord, if they are not yet believers, bring them to faith in the Lord Jesus. Even use what they observe at the table to teach them that Christ has given himself not just for us, but also to us, that they would see what a Savior he is, that they would hate their sin and turn from it and trust in him, and that their life would show fruit, and that when they profess, tell others that they belong to Christ, that Christ has redeemed them, it would be shown by their lives that they might come to the table. And then when they do, we pray that you would help them to take in the right way as well. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your patience, for your wisdom, even for your discipline, for your accommodating the weakness of our faith by giving us not just the word and prayer, but also baptism and the Lord's Supper, by all that you have done for us and the means of grace. But we thank you most of all that they are means, because it is yourself that you give to us in the word. It is yourself that you give to us in prayer. It is yourself that you give to us in the sacraments. And so we pray that you would stir up our hearts by your Holy Spirit to see this, that we, with the psalmist who gets his attention turned away from himself and to you and your goodness, that we would say, whom have we in heaven but you, and what else could we desire on earth besides you? Indeed, our Lord, our flesh and our hearts do fail, but you are the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Grant that we would experience it to be so by the minister of your Spirit, we ask in the name that is above all other names, even yours, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.